Welcome to Queer Music Heritage, and this is J.D. Doyle. I'm heard every month as a part of Queer Voices on KPFT. And the show for this month is a continuation of last month's show. So this one is called Gay Guys on Cassette, Part 2. And you'll see right away why this song is called Miles to Go.
High school yearbook, senior year, beneath our picture did appear a favorite quote that we did choose, a guide for life that we would use. Karen chose a Bible verse, Lee chose humor quick and terse. As if I knew what life would cost, I chose these words by Robert Frost. Oh, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. I sang in Athens, then Atlanta, an amusement park in Cincinnati, a Georgia Coast resort hotel, then Panama City knew me well, the first gay pride in New Orleans, then Birmingham between drag queens, Hollywood, Palm Springs, Reno, Austin, Omaha, still I'd go. Oh, for I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. I've written songs, I've written plays, and family love has filled my days. I've made good friends and watched them die. I've prayed to God and asked Him why. And now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I pray tomorrow I'll still live and have another day to give. And now I take my AZT and wonder what's ahead for me. I pray a cure may soon be found before we're all beneath the ground. Oh, for I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Starting off the show is an artist named Harry C.S. Wingfield. His music only came out on tape, and the song Miles to Go came from one called But I Have Promises to Keep from around 1993. As on part one of Gay Guys on Cassette last month, the two words cassette tape are the key words for the show. And the criteria is the same. An artist's recording could only have been released on cassette tape, not on vinyl or CD, or reissued on CD. So this puts us mostly in the 1980s or 90s, with releases exclusively by independent artists. These are the ones who generally sold their tapes at live performances, in coffee houses, or the few gay and lesbian bookstores, because that was really the only means they had of getting their music out there. So I'm having a lot of fun doing these shows, as it gives me a chance to showcase music you seldom get a chance to hear. And I have one more song by Harry Wingfield. This one is from his 1992 tape, Songs of Love, Songs of Life, and its sound is sort of a throwback to the early 60s. And it sure would have meant a lot to me if I could have heard songs like this on the radio when I was a kid. The song is called I Do, I Do, I Do, the Senior Prom Song.
Oh, 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 the first time I met you was at our high school dance. I was shy, I hesitated, afraid to take a chance. You walked by and you asked me if I want to walk with you. I do, I do, I do. Oh, 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 we walked in the moonlight. We had lots of fun. I saw fire in your eyes. Felt your hand on my left bun. I have waited for a lifetime, but at long last I knew. I do, I do, I do. We went to the car for our first kiss. We went too far. We found true bliss. We made sweet love the whole
do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Oh, 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 oh. So both of our girlfriends had to walk home from the prom. Annette told your father, Kara Sue told my mom. We lost our reputation, but we found love so true. I do, I do, I do. To the car for our first kiss. We went too far. We found true bliss. We made sweet love the whole night through. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Oh, 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 oh. School days are ending. Graduation is near. And the entire senior class knows that you and I are special friends. 'Cause I cannot tell a lie when they ask if I love you. I do. Ooh, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
Everyone said that our love would never last. Said bunny boys can't settle down, they live their lives much too fast. But we held on tight, knowing all along we would make it all right. So many feelings we gotta grasp on, we've got to hold on day and night. We love ourselves, we love each other, with you my lover, we'll make it alright. We'll make it alright. We'll make it alright.
Everyone said it's a phase they're going through. Send those two girls will settle down when the right men show them what to do. But we held on tight, knowing all along we would make it alright. So many feelings we gotta grasp on, we've got to hold on day and night. We love ourselves, we love each other, with you my lover, we'll make it alright. We'll make it alright. We'll make it alright. Everyone will have to see our love is real. On the day gay men and lesbians stand up for what they feel. If we hold on tight, knowing all along we'll make it alright. So many feelings we've gotta grasp on, we've got to hold on day and night. We love ourselves, we love each other, with you my lover, we'll make it alright. We'll make it alright. We'll make it alright.
Also from 1992, you heard Jimmy Worm and his song, Make It All Right. That came from a tape he released that was just called Worm. He's had two excellent CD releases, one in 1995 called I Pledge, and in 2006 a release called Last Chance, both very gay and political. One of the artists I much respect is Steve Cohen. In fact, I did an extensive interview with him for my October show in 2006. I can't resist sharing again two songs of his that he released only on cassette. That was in 1995, and he simply called the recording Tape 1. I really wish Steve would release these on CD, as they have very interesting messages. The first one, Mr. Wilson, deals with the seldom addressed topic of older gay men.
There was an old man down my road in a stone house all alone, and all the children we stayed away in a fear. Nobody could name Mr. Wilson with the fading green eyes. What do you feel inside? We don't mean you any harm. Did you grow up in a town like me? Destiny and the rumors are they true? Was it once a man who shared that house with you, Mr. Wilson? You don't have to lie. You're a product of your times. I need to talk to you. Didn't want you to talk to me, as if a man who's true to himself could somehow hurt me. I want you to know that we can be free. Mr. Wilson told me you were insane. I can't accept that name, and I need to talk to you. Mister. Could you open the door? Open it up. Could you open it up? I know you want to talk to me.
Hi, this is Steve Cohen, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
I once had a dream. Sing for large crowds. They'd understand my words, and life wouldn't be so hard. And all the love I swore I didn't need, I'd give it back to those who accept me. I stuck my head in the sand, 'cause there ain't no gay boys in record land. I stuck my head in the sand, 'cause there ain't no gay boys in record land. I needed a deal where airplay makes you big and makes you real. You could pass me that joint, so I wouldn't think and I wouldn't feel. And all the love I swore I didn't need, I'd never get, 'cause I couldn't love me. Now strike up the band, the show must go on, it's record land. Now strike up the band, the show must go on, it's record land. Don't want to know. He pays good money to see you put on a show. Crowds, they'd understand my words and life wouldn't be so hard.
Steve Cohen and Mr. Wilson, followed by Recordland. Steve's 1997 album, Silent Too Long, is one that I consider essential for any gay man's music collection. But if you do a Google search on his name, you'll find, well, a number of musical Steve Cohens. So, a couple years ago, he changed his stage name to something that is both familiar and unique, Elton Costello.
Never knew it, a breath away from the breakthrough.
And that artist was Will Grega, with a very rare vocal track from him called One Touch From You, from a mid-90s demo tape of his. Will is much more known for his series of instrumental jazz electronic albums, and his CD Stereotonic won the OutMusic Award in 2003 for Best Electronica Recording. But I'm also a fan of Will's for a different reason. He's a bit of a gay music historian. In 1994, he published a book called Gay Music Guide, which profiled almost 100 recordings by gay and lesbian artists. And these were all independent releases by folks who probably for the first time got any recognition for their work. For this reason, I'm dedicating my Gay Guys on Cassette shows to Will for his pioneering book and inspiration. Will Grega's book is one that taught me a lot, and it even was issued in conjunction with a sampler tape of 24 songs by artists the book featured. In 1996, Will published an expanded edition of the book, renaming it OutSounds, the Gay and Lesbian Music Alternative. And this time it was co-authored by Will's husband, Randy Jones. Many of the recordings covered were cassette-only releases, and I'm including about a dozen of them in these shows. Like this next recording, and it's an unusual one. It's the only gay chorus recording I have on tape that was never released on CD. From 1992, it was the very first album by Chicago's Windy City Gay Chorus. The album was called Mostly Love, and from it is What'll I Do, which featured soloist Bill Volman.
What is the romance that was so divine? 'Tis broken and cannot be mended. Must go your way and I must go mine, but now that our love dreams have ended. What'll I do when you
Windy City Gay Chorus has released 6 CDs since their debut cassette in 1992. The duo known as Pistol Pete and Popgun Paul released 2 CDs in 1998 and 2000, but in 1997 their debut cassette was released and they called it Superfag. Here's the title track and a live version of their song Never Be Straight.
Okay, this is July 4th. Happy July 4th, everybody. We'd like to sing about our own version of the American dream. I've been good and I've been bad and mostly in between. But now everything is different. It's the light I've seen. Shining on the trinkets this mysterious figure did wear. If I didn't know better, I'd say he was riding the air. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's super fake. I swear he must be insane. Melt cold hearts with a single glance. Fighting for truth and justice and the American way.
It's super bad.
I spoke with him, he was very kind indeed. He said,
you mustn't think that a super fag is just a symbol. Fighting crime is what I do. If you put your mind to it, you can be super too.
Oh, Mary, it's a fairy. It's super fag. Why do men find it so scary?
Super fag.
Cuter than a silver button. Sexier than Jesus.
If you're staying at home.
Oh dear, it's a queer,
it's super fag.
They'll not give in to fear.
Super fag.
He may look delicate, but he's tougher than Batman is. And he knows that there are times you gotta use your fist. Fighting for truth and justice.
Talked real deep, even if I learned how to swagger on my feet, even if I held my cigarette just right, started getting into lots of fights. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight. I could love a girl, I could hold her tight, I could make her glad that she stayed the night. We could roll around and we could have a blast. We could make believe we thought it could last. I could pretend I'm not really vain. If I'm winning, I'll pretend I'm not playing a game. Serious like a man should be. It wouldn't change what comes naturally. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight. Thank you. nothing to be done about the Dubai plan for me to never be an ordinary man. And even if I sang songs that weren't so queer, songs that everybody would want to hear, even if I lived a masquerade, I made it big on the hit parade. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight.
Again, that was Pistol Pete and Pop Gun Paul. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And this is another one of my shows where I had much too much great material for just 1 hour. So you can find a much longer version of this show on my site. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, I always encourage you to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Let's go to the UK for a few minutes. First, the style of playwright and cabaret artist Mark Bunyan might be called music hall, and in 1985 he released a tape called Landlady's Shoes. I chose his song, Is She One? And he writes that S/he so that it covers both she and he. You'll understand.
We're talking about somebody here who has an awful lot of sex appeal. Yes, we are. Someone who has the sex appeal of Rudolf Valentino, James Dean, Errol Flynn, and many, many other dead people. Ladies and gentlemen, your man of the moment, that wonderful, talented, and oh so very nearly famous, Mr. Mark Bunyan!
Above the city, from scaffolding of steel, two strapping scaffolders are chucking orange peel. Both read their Playboy and smoke their number six, and talk about that ref allowing all those penalty kicks. Then one tells the other the news he's heard that day. They say the foreman's girder swings the other way. Is he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Parish ring and by sale, Miss Smith and Mrs. Brown are putting up the trestles as they put their best friends down. Miss Smith says Lady Slummit said the membership would build if we held less formal meetings of the town's women's guild. Well, I say sitting naked with her friends Val and Midge, not exactly my idea of a friendly hand of bridge. Is she one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Up in the boardroom, beside his penthouse flat, the chairman has invited all the board in for a chat. Gentlemen, I'm sorry, he says, but we've gone bust. So let me make confession to the folks that I most trust. And leaping from the window, he screams, I loved you all! And all the boards start muttering as his stocks begin to fall. Was he one? I'd never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. Well, live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. At Wimbledon each summer, you'll find a giant queue to watch a ball sail back and forth. They've nothing else to do. But in the women's lockers, there's paranoia rife at any eligible girl who isn't someone's wife. I've heard that La 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 won't have her matches fixed with any female player who would play her doubles mixed. Is she one? I never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too. Midnight in the Commons, whilst most backbenchers kip, the member thought, you guessed it, has a session with the whip. Later, in the club room, she has a little grouse about the latest scandal, which may well divide the house. The MP4, well, you know, does things I shouldn't say. I've heard his private member's bill quite exceeds his pay. Is he one? I never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one. Two women traffic wardens are strolling round their patch. Says one, that Rita Mita maid's a maid without a match. That's true love, says the other, as round the streets they tramp. I've never met a girl so keen on fitting on the clamp. But only on to fellas, with them she's so severe. Yet women get a friendly smile of just the ticket, dear. Is she one? I never have guessed. Well, you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one. Somewhere west of Texas, where men are men, are men. The trail boss screams, it's time to drive the cattle out again. We're 6 months on the prairie, our aching hearts are full, and no one has a sex life which is not a load of bull. Excepting Bart from Frisco, who's so quick on the draw, and partner Zach, who smiles all day, although he's saddle sore. Is he one? I've never guessed. When you never can tell today. To see one, they're like all the rest of us. We'll live and let live, that's what I say. To be one might be kind of fun, so I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will still be my sweet baby, I'll tell you I'm one too.
Mark Bunyan and another version of that song can be heard on the rare vinyl recording called Coming Out Ready or Not, recorded live at a benefit concert for the London Lesbian and Gay Switchboard in 1982. That concert included Tom Robinson and many others. I'm moving next to some country music, as done by Jeff Miller. Jeff was one of my special interviews when I did my QMH series on gay country music in the spring of 2005. I love his voice, and especially his 1988 tape called Not Really Straight, where the title was a play on words with the songs of George Strait. Here are Jeff's takes on Baby Blue and All My Exes Live in Texas.
He was so much like a man, but he was so much like a child. A devil when he held me close, an angel when he smiled. He always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew. He'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby blue was the color of his eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring he came and left, but I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. He brought colors to my life that my eyes have never touched. When he taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of him, but I fall asleep and do. And
drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of his eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky, like a breath of spring he came and left. And I still don't know why. So if you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight, baby blue was the color of his eyes, baby blue, like the Colorado sky, like a breath of spring he came and left. And I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of his eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue was the color of his eyes. Baby blue.
BJ's is a place I dearly love to be, but all my exes live at BJ's. That's why I hang my head at WC. Oh, sexy Mark, who lives in North Park, wanted me to be his groom. Little Scott tried four and got three ways instead of two. And Jerry, also known as Mary, drank too much for me. And Innocent Pete, who'd seemed so sweet, and cut me and then lost the keys. And now all my exes live at BJ's. BJ's is a place I dearly love to be, but all my exes live at BJ's. That's why I hang my head at WC. Where I learned some things, it brings to mind another time where I wore my Wrangler's thing. A San Diego Transit buses, I go there each night, but I always go back to Ramona long before daylight. And now all my exes live at BJ's. BJ's is a place I dearly love to be, but all my exes live at BJ's. That's why I hang my head at WC. Some boys think that's great. It's been rumored I've gone straight, but I'm alive and well at WC.
Of course, Jeff Miller's exes are not in Texas. They're at BJ's Bar. And while we're in a country mood, here's Mark Islam. His music is not all country, but this one sure is. It's from his 1995 tape, The Calloused Heart Collection.
I've had a share of heartache, man, they're just old news. But sometimes you wear them comfortably like faded blues. We've been kicked and we've been worn out, we've been badly bruised. I don't wanna think about it, don't wanna hear about it, don't wanna talk about love. I don't wanna laugh about it, don't wanna cry about it, don't wanna talk about love. Noticing it's evenly tanned, cause I'll never be the kind who wears a wedding band. You can bait me all you want to, but I'll never be your man. I don't wanna think about it, don't wanna hear about it, don't wanna talk about love. I don't wanna laugh about it, don't wanna cry about it, don't wanna talk about love. Cause I'm tired of the heartaches, tired of the lies, and I'm tired of the black man and bloodshot eyes. I'm tired of the tear shape and being misled, bounce back to square one again. When I think of how I carried on like a freshman in a frat house, staring down the dawn, all that talk just got me nowhere, cause I'm still alone. I don't wanna think about it, don't wanna hear about it, don't wanna talk about love. I don't wanna laugh about it, don't wanna cry about it, don't wanna talk about love. Cause I'm tired of the heartaches, tired of the lies, and I'm tired of the black man with bloodshot eyes. I'm tired of the tear shed and being misled, bounce back to square one again. We've all had a share of heartaches, man, they're just
Don't Want to Talk About It by Mark Islam. And I said it came out on his 1995 tape. Well, I also have it on an earlier tape by him, a three-song demo from 1993, and I'm sure I have one of the very few copies of that one. We're running out of time for this show, so I want to thank you for listening to part two of my visit to a unique slice of our music history, Gay Guys on Cassette. If you missed part one, well, that's easy to fix, as all my shows are archived on my site at www.queermusicheritage.com. And if you go there, you'll find that there's more to the show for this month as well. 2 more hours of very rare material. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Closing this show will be Dan Martin and Michael Biello. They were the founders of the organization Out Music and have created a lot of great music. They both write the songs together, but it's Dan on vocals, and I just love one of their songs taken from their cassette tape called Human Being from 1992. It's about the consequences of remaining in the closet. Here's their song, You Do Not Know Me.
I go to work each morning, I have a job uptown. I ride the F, then A train, reading the New York Times. I wear the proper colors, I laugh at all the jokes, friendly with everybody. I go to lunch alone, pack up at 5 o'clock. I say goodnight and walk away. Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.